between a rock and a hard place. It's the Business News Headlines for Thursday, the 12th day of June. Thanks, everybody, for being with us. Ever hear of the Great Frost of 1709? You will today. Walmart and what is being called multicultural products made the news. We've got a related story about the health of black-owned businesses. Is a second round of stimulus money in your future? We've got the Wall Street Report, and the Times are making it easier for more and more businesses to speak up about the issues plaguing our nation. Those stories, plus you'll meet voice actor Abby Horton and her interesting backstory that makes her successful on both sides of the Atlantic. Let's go.
Insight on Business the News Hour is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Well, Americans are coming to grips with what may have been a grave error in opening up for Memorial Day. As many states are now seeing a spike in COVID-19 cases, the government is now finding itself between a rock and a hard place. Today, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said that shutting down the U.S. economy for a second time to combat the spread of COVID-19 is not a viable option and could cause even more headaches for Americans. He said, quote, "We can't shut down the economy again. I think we've learned that if you shut down the economy, you're going to create more damage," end quote. The secretary did not mention loss of life. His comments came this morning as Wall Street grew more concerned about a second wave of coronavirus cases in the United States. Meanwhile, Texas has reported 3 consecutive days of record-breaking COVID-19 hospitalizations, and 9 California counties are reporting a spike in new cases and hospitalizations there. We'll check on the route that happened on Wall Street in just a bit. Well, here in the United States, the havoc caused by the coronavirus has been compared to the financial collapse of the economy during the Great Depression of the 1930s and the economic hardships of World War II in the 1940s. That's here. Meanwhile, when Great Britain reviews its latest economic data expected to be released tomorrow, many will be looking for a comparison to a far more distant milestone, the Great Frost of 1709. What you say? You're about to learn. In that winter, 3 centuries ago, temperatures were so consistently low that crops withered, wine barrels burst, and people froze to death in their homes. The result was that the British economy was devastated. Historians think the country's gross domestic product declined by, get this, 13% that year. This distant memory returned to the minds of Britons last month when a monetary policy report released by the Bank of England, that would be Britain's central bankers, warned that the country's economic output could fall, get this, by 14% through this year. Other groups have since released similar predictions. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development on Wednesday suggested that Britain's economy would shrink by 11.5% this year, the worst of any nation measured if there isn't a second wave of infections. This prediction suggests that Britain, which has the 4th highest number of confirmed cases of the coronavirus, will suffer more economically this year than most, if not all, of the developed nations being studied. Meanwhile, there is that Brexit thing, right? All of it spells trouble for the current administration of Boris Johnson. Stay tuned. I guess I never noticed, but then again, I'm not shopping for hair care and personal care items usually marketed to black Americans. But what has been going on in Walmart stores and other retail centers has been a concern for African Americans for decades. Well, today we learned that Walmart will no longer keep what they are calling multicultural personal care products marketed to African Americans locked up in glass cases in stores. That's a practice that has long made the giant retailer the target of criticism and a discrimination lawsuit or two. Yesterday, the company said that about a dozen of its 4,700 stores nationwide placed multicultural hair care and beauty products under lock and key. Well, today, the lock and the key are gone. Walmart had previously defended the policy, saying the decision on which products should be secured is left up to individual store managers. Certain items are kept locked up because they are more likely to be stolen, they said. The reversal comes after millions of Americans gathered in cities large and small in recent days to denounce police brutality and racial bias. Oh, the times, yes, they are changing. On top of racial bias, police brutality, economic issues, and a justice system that seems to be out of whack, add to the problems of black Americans the loss of their businesses. There were more than 1 million black-owned businesses in the United States at the beginning of February. That, according to research from the University of California at Santa Cruz. The school drew the numbers from census survey estimates. By mid-April, 440,000 black business owners had shuttered their company for good. That was a 41% plunge. By comparison, 17% of white-owned businesses closed during the same period. Several factors explain the high rate of closures of black-owned businesses. Perhaps most important, many lack access to bank credit, making it harder to survive financial emergencies. Many are micro-enterprises that provide a livelihood to a sole proprietor or a few employees at most. Profit margins are thin, while owners' financial savings are often meager, making them vulnerable to sudden downturns. Surveys also show the vast majority of black business owners who applied for emergency relief after the virus struck through the Paycheck Protection Program were denied a loan. A recent analysis by the Center for Responsible Lending found that 95% of black-owned businesses were shut out of the Small Business Initiative. The demise of so many black-owned businesses this year also highlights the legacy of racism in America. According to data from the Federal Reserve, black owners have historically been denied loans more than any other racial group. As a result, many African Americans with a business avoid banks altogether. While some things do change, other things are not changing fast enough, it would seem. Well, it's becoming more likely, given what a disaster we've been watching on Wall Street over the past couple of days, there may be another round of stimulus money for American families. The proposed $3 trillion Health and Economic Recovery Omnibus Emergency Solutions, or HEROES Act, would authorize another round of stimulus payments for most U.S. households. While the bill was passed by the Democratic-controlled House last month, it still must get through the Republican-controlled Senate. Yet there are signs the White House may be getting behind additional stimulus funding, with the Wall Street Journal reporting that the administration is working on its own plan. Meanwhile, White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett told the Journal this week that the odds of another stimulus package are very, very high. Given the new concerns voiced today by Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, it would seem to increase those odds. Stocks suffered their biggest one-day pullback in 3 months today as traders grew concerned about the number of coronavirus cases increasing in some states that are reopening from lockdowns. Shares that have surged recently on the hopes of a smooth reopening of the economy led the declines. The Dow Jones Industrial Average plunged 1,861 points, or 6.9%, to close at 25,128. The S&P 500 slid 5.9% to 30.02, while the NASDAQ Composite dropped 5.3% to end the day at 94.92. The major averages posted their worst day since March 16, when they all dropped by more than 11%. What is coming into sharp focus is that this recovery could take longer, much longer, than the opportunistic talk we've been hearing lately. Remember, it was the Office of Management and Budget just last week saying the recovery could take more than a decade. Today, traders dumped airlines, cruise operators, and retailers after piling onto those names over the past month amid the expectation of a swift economic recovery. And finally, there is this. A mixture of the economy, COVID-19, and an administration that has floundered in its response has led to more and more businesses to speak up, but the driver now seems to be Black Lives Matter. For years, companies have been primed to avoid controversial political issues. But in the wake of the killings of Black Americans that have sparked anti-racism protests across the country, that seems to be no longer an option. 60% of Americans say brands must take a stand and publicly speak out on racial issues, while another 60% expect companies to invest in addressing the root causes of inequality, according to an Edelman study. It's a massive call for action for businesses, signaling a tipping point in corporate social activism. Once again, those two words, stay tuned. Speaking of staying tuned, you're just a click away from a conversation with voice actor Abby Horton. Abby has an interesting backstory about her ability to work on both sides of the Atlantic. You'll meet voice actor Abby Horton coming up next.